Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. She will be taking you through Back to Basic Sunday Life. It is a life feel. And of course, Sipho Polos and Jabulani Dominic, they are on the line. I will start with Sipho Polos in this hour and speak with him and then also speak with uJabulani. Sipho Polos, sawubona, budi wami.
Sawubona mfundisi wami, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, I think buze wena ngapho.
Awasibonge baba, asibingelele balele emakhaya, asibingelele umfowethu uJabulani egameni inkosi yethu Jesu. Amen.
Awuzweke. A long weekend baba. Ngiyathemba ukuthi hawu hey abantu badla amaqatha amaningi shoda nje ukuthi umuntu asebenzisise ngomvulo umsombuluko umuntu asebenzisise kumnandi
hawu bathilole even namazinyo baba manje
yeah ukapha ngebhazo ukuqala yeah hey ndoda yakithi we are talking about a carnal mind which is actually an earthly mind, which is also a natural mind, or a mind that is governed by mere human nature. We are looking into that, a mind that is guided by mere human nature. And in this mindset, we also find evil thoughts, the formation of such evil thoughts. And then, of course, also we see imaginations that would come about, which are evil imaginations that would come about. And anything that does not make sense with regards to the Spirit of the Father, anything that does not make the scriptural sense, we see it developing in that carnal mind. It's a mind that fulfills the appetite of the flesh, the understanding which is devoid of the divine understanding, and a dullness of the mind in a way, the lack of the wisdom of the Father in the kind of the mind also. We see that. We also see amongst many things, many people call it logic. You know, they call it common sense. Many people say, but that's how my mind is like, you know. And then others even prefer to call it human nature. And that is where it is wrong. The word of the Father speaks with regards to this. In Psalm 49 verses 11, it says, their inner thoughts, or their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. They are dwelling places to all generations. They call lands after their own names. It's when a person is carnal, they are self-centered. Everything worships them. The focus is no longer fixed on the Christ, but on them. That is what we refer to as a carnal mind. Romans chapter 1 verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you so much to Bahle. And of course, Bahle thought, Ray, I guess, Ray. Ay, 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 ay. He was in theater, man. How could he be here now? I am here. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, you and I. And of course, we are together throughout. And this is Back to Basics. My name is Ray. And yes, you know, one of the things that we need to look into is also that of beautiful worship songs of old. You know, beautiful worship songs of old. I want to start with a beautiful song, the music of Hleni Ntombela. Hleni Ntombela. And she is taking you through. And then I will also play My Redeemer, a beautiful song also there. But I want to start with Hleni Ntombela And the name of the song is Nguwe. And of course, I'm back live, fresh from the theater, from hospital. But I'm fine. I'm really fine. And I trust that we will be together throughout. And that the Father will just see you through in every dimension of your life. Let me start with you. And let's start from there. I will connect also with our guests so that we start speaking in this regard.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Great song indeed. Great song indeed. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. And of course, let me thank Bahle. Bahle has been in here and taking care of business. And thank you so much, Bahle. And she's back with you tomorrow then. Yeah, I think in the morning she's back with you. All right, and I just want to welcome my guests on air. We have Usipho Paulos Khatebe, Pastor Mota, Nojablan. Let me start with you, Usipho Paulos. Usipho Paulos, sabona ndodakithi.
Sabona mfundisi leyi, usaphila kodwa mndeni ngosi.
Hayi, ngisaphila baba, ngisaphila. Wena usaphila.
Hayi, konke kuhamba kahle impela mfundisi. Sibonga, sibonga uJesu sifundisile nosigcinile kwaze kwaba la.
Ya, nayo-ke indaba enkulu. Indaba enkulu ugcino. I used to have an artist bathi umlilo. Okay, I had to fire him, not because umlilo, but because bekangafuni ukuvutha kahle. Bara, umlilo bekathanda ukuthi uma ngimbingelela ngithi, mlilo kunjani? Athi hayi, sibulela ugcino. Afani no Lucky, my former boss would say, Baurei, Baurei. Ngikunjani Lucky, Stalisa. He's the one who's running in TBN. Yeah, that's the man who's running. And then, kunjani that, at hai, sibulela ugcino. Okay. Yabona. So, sibulela ugcino, Sipho man. Sibulela ugcino, baba.
Ngiyabulela uNkulunkulu mfundisi mfundisi Motha sibingelele Jehovah Jehovah namalela emakhaya igameni inkosi yethu Jesu amen.
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 And of course we have uJablan Dominic, my brother and friend. Greetings mfowethu.
Greetings my friend. Greetings indeed in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. I hope you are good my friend.
Yeah, I'm recovering quite well man. It's been a hectic time. I was in a terminal ward. I got discharged after going to theater. I came back and here I am, hardly 24 hours. I sang.
We thank God so much. We give him all the glory, all the praises, you know. Yes. And we really appreciate you, my friend.
Was it but the Tata guy? Hi, yeah. What is about greetings to you? Welcome, sir.
my okay. Thank you so much, my brother. Greetings to you too. We have to a Tata guy, Valapa. I'm born at Kulungkulung.
I am so well. I was Kulungkulung.
Siyabonga Nkosi futhi ukuthi ukhona unathi ubuyile nje you are indeed a soldier of Christ who enjoys everything. Omunye ubeza utefa athi ngisayophumula. But we thank God for that. We thank ithuba silitholayo nanamhlangabungeleyo kumfundisi uJabulane nomfundisi uSipho kanye nabalalela emakhaya in the powerful name of Yahusha HaMashiach. I am so well and so blessed to be in this place again today.
Thank you so much, my friend. Mboni Zolo, ngathi benibamba meeting, the man of hope.
Yes, mfundisi wami bese ne meeting lapha sisahlela nje konke ama activities.
Yeah.
Nama plans wethu sizoba nawo kulonyaka ihambe kakhulu kahle kakhulu bese ibambele lapha ke e Davidson ebandleni ka mfundisi uSilebe.
Yeah, makube njalo mfo man. Ningangikhohlwa kulama plan wenu.
Singakukhohlwa kanjani?
Ama plan wenu la angazi ke mfuni angithi abantu fika ushumayela lapha ukhuluma ezinye indaba bathi hayi lo ngathi no man uRay man ngathi akathathi kahle man uRay. uRay ngathi akathathi kahle selo wathola i-accident lekhanda lisebenzi. But siyabonga kakhulu deswaye ngithi hayi phela silungisele i-man's dialogue yabona so mangibona i-man of hope ngithi anawo amadoda akithi yabona ngiyazi ukuthi hayi kukhona bazovela uyabona men's dialogue
yotheleka ngeenkani ngeenkani uzobona mfundisi
sifuna ne radio pulpit ibe khona laphayana bafike bazocifisa bazo press u record uyabona ba press u record ya sayifuna lento lesifuna ukuthi i record weyenzwe i insert sibuye sidlale la uyayibona ukuthi abantu bathi hayi yazi nge 27 zaka April benginabo Ray bengithi Ray akathathi kahle hayi uWes ha umotha hayi ugeneral lo yemuntu ha uSipho ha uQumama uJabulani ah inceku leya uRay yena ya yantininiza yabona yantininiza ya anyway tonight we are talking about honesty. This is one of the topics that I'm looking into. Those who are on Facebook, and you can go to my timeline, Ray Lehodi, on Facebook. Upheke Ray Lehodi wempela baningi abantu abavula iaccount leya Ray Lehodi. But upheke uzobona mina ke stage lapho. And then we are talking about honesty, but with the people. Sesi advanced kakhulu ngale topic le. I think we are like four weeks, about four chapters ahead, if I'm not mistaken. And here we are starting. And now on radio, we are just going to do one program on it. That's the thing. And then that's where then, you know, we get to Horbarkasi Susutur Betama Balangwe, showing shortly of all the chapters, the honesty is gone. But we have to talk about this, and as a premise for transformation. And we say, people can't be transformed if they are not honest. You must be honest ukuthi kukhona la ungamanga kahle khona noNkulunkulu. Bese yakulungisa, maka kulungisa sibona transformation. You must be able to admit, uyayibona ne? Nalento yokugodla izono. Uthi lesi manje uNkulunkulu uyaunderstand ngindoda nginama needs. Uhamba uhloma itende yonke indawo le. Angazi mabe nangizwa ngoba abantu bacabanga intende lempela.
Uzokasimbe.
Niyangizwa madoda.
Sikuzwa kahle.
Nayo ke indaba. Ama ngizwiwa yini ngisatisfied. And then now it happens much of the times that you would find people going around and then they, you know, they would do things all around and still plead with the Father, Uguti, forgive me. And the Father says, no, but you must be transformed. Your mind must be renewed so that you can understand my will. Transformation is a renewing of a mind so that we can understand the will of the Father. But it needs us, as a premise, an honesty on our part. Because if we are not honest, it is just a pretense. Sizobuyela kuzo lezo zinto lezo. Zozo umuntu athi yazi mina soloku ngasindiswa. Hey, sengibroke anginamali. Yazi lesikhathi ngakasindiswa. Hey benginayo ma awukhulumi ukuthi bowuntshontsha, bobamba inkunzi, bogwaza abantu, botshontsha imali eitoro, botshontsha imali yakwakho, botshontsha imali ebhanga yala usebenza khona, bowunomkabela uthengisa izinto zasemsebenzini ngebekdo. Awukhumbuli lezo zinto lezo, wena ukhumbula lesikhathi unemali.
Yeah.
Bowuyi speed cop uthatha ama cold drink yonke le ndawo le.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you start remembering the back, then honesty is not part of you. We need to be honest. We need to understand the implications of honesty in that. Honesty is comparable to being contrite in your heart. When the Father listens to our prayers, He also looks at our heart. If there is the condition known as contrition, where we plead earnestly and honestly with Him. In everything that we do, it must be honest, otherwise it is fake.
Yeah.
Tonight, if you can look on Facebook, there you'll see I'm talking about the perfection of honesty, the holiness of honesty. But I want us to start it from scratch tonight. Honesty means, listen to this, it is a virtue of fidelity, a virtue of diligence. Umsebenzi awenzi kancane, uwenza kakhulu, uwenza ngokuzimisela, uwenza nangokuzinikela. And I always said to people, even when I was still a youth, I would say to many of the people that are pastoring, there's a difference between commitment and devotion. And I would always say to them, avoid commitment. Get into devotion. Why? I saw this with the apostles. They devoted themselves. They did not commit to prayer. They devoted themselves. Because a commitment is something that you can say. A commitment comes with a contract. A devotion comes with your life being given over. Just like a slave. Your life belongs to the master. But the commitment is a contract. You can ask that that contract be terminated. And then ubuyele wenze izinto zakho ezijekile laphana. Akekho umuntu ozothi, hey, you're breaking the commitment. You just reversed your conditions and agreement of contract. A commitment in a laiphela khona, a contract. Devotion is lifelong. And I would always say to people, then your honesty should be like that. That you become honest. And Paul says it also to Timothy. In season and out of season, make your calling and election sure. Do the work of an evangelist.
Wow. Oh, umuntu bekaye phathini sipho. Kuthi akufanele azoshumayela ngo-5 la. Ephathini bamnikeza isopho lamabhontshisi. Wadla. Wasutha bamnikeza futhi umhluzi onomsoqo. Wadla. Bamnikeza iphuzo, ihemere, namakhekhe lawa ababiza bona sikhosana. Wadla.
Wakhohlwa.
Just like in the times of Noah. People were marrying and being given into marriage. And the concept of saying people were marrying, it means people were jovial. But by enjoying impilo yabo, they were merriments. And the time of the flood came and they were outside there. Honesty means you also look at yourself and you always present your stance to the Father. I'll pretend njengesihlalo sasenkonzweni ukuthi wena ungumuntu ongumfundisi. Kodwa uyazi ukuthi kukhona la ungahambanga kahle kunalo mama lo omkhulekela ngenye indlela. Angifuni ukuyikhuluma leyo ndlela ngivinjwa ukholo. Nangu yawa la njalo yayiwisa lapha esontweni. Net nje mawumthinta. Ngoba wena kukhona indlela okhulekelana naye ngayo. And you don't bring this before the Father ukuthi Nkulunkulu wami, here I don't think I am doing well. I really am messing around things. No, you're not. You don't. We are a pillar, Lange.
Ukulale ngoma eretla iphilela moreneng. And you always tell people ukuthi you are a what? In the making. Yeah. Whereas the Father said, be ye perfect as I am perfect, he bestowed his nature upon you. Complete, complete. And me, complete upon us. But when you lack honesty, you won't acknowledge that. And we pray to the Father that we should do the things, or that the Father should do the things that we think he needs to do. Kulisi bandalam, baba, kulisi bandalam. Seng funuk by bishop, man. Na kusese akbonu tenge yembe li pepul. Tabo chablan bak tenge lama kololo, kola laba tenga kola la pepromoro. Au. Just mangele tina masutu akose wa grey, man. Au. Kuse am. Ye matota. So when zinkonzo la peanu biza bangan ba kwa banyi na bunga tabeko honest gasi. Bazok oteina. So bishop. So we apostle. And you make this a title. You see, lack of honesty, we have those kinds of people. Honesty means being an apostle, a pastor, a bishop, it's not a title. Basically, you should not even be called Bishop Sbanban, Pastor Sbanban. No, you should be called Ray, Brother Ray. Because the issue of being a pastor has to do with the work ya kaNkulunkulu. If you want a title, go to school. Ube mechanic baza kubiza ke ukuthi usozibanera, usipho khatebe. Ube udokotela, but hayi abona iphethe into yokupopola la malanga, seka udokotela, those are titles. It says, look at Genesis 14:23. That I will take nothing. I will take nothing from a thread. Yes, a thread, from a thread to a sandal strap. And that I will not take anything that is yours. Lest you should say, I have made Abram rich. I will not take anything from you. Tell you, Lord, bless us. I have made him rich. Not even the thread of your sandal. I was asking some people some week ago, ngithi, abobani laba benza umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu emsebenzini yabo, ufexa emsebenzini, uprinta emsebenzini, ngamaphepha wasemsebenzini, uthi wena usebenzele uNkulunkulu. Ngokutshontsha amaphepha wasemsebenzini. We are phone la payanam 17 o phone le Cape Town o phone le Gibite o phone la yonke indawo le nge phone yakho yasemsebenzini wenza umsebenzi wasesontweni bese uthi no ya yonke lezi zinto lezi eza kaNkuluNkulu including this company but uNkuluNkulu akabekanga kuleyo company ukuthi wena uzoyenza izinto zakho zasesontweni lapho uzikhohlwe nama emblem wesisontweni lenu lapha ku fax machine
bayakukhumbuza
bayakukhumbuza ukuthi eyibo utyper la eh uthathe konke ngoba kunalamaphepha wezeng xerox amaningi lapha yana awasabaleki ngoba maningi lapha emsebenzini uthathile wena uprintile ama pamphlet wasesontweni we movement yakho yabo baba uprintile wena
honesty.
Yeah, honesty ayikho lapho. Ayikho. Kukhona abanye abantu imino yabo ibona ukudlula impumputhe. Uyakwazi ukuthi le imali o le 20 rand le mawunikela le 20 rand. Ngaphandle kokuyibukela net ngokuyibheka ngamehlo weminwe yakho. Amehlo weminwe yakho.
It is comment.
Yeah. Nendibilisho yakwazi kuyizwa ukuthi le indibilisho enjani lokuyidrysa la esandleni lo sathandaza sanikela thi uNkulunkulu athi no nikela ngale mali le ngifuna ukuyothengela bobani bani ishibo lapha or hamba uyothenga ishibo wena uthi hayi ngizanikela mawufika lapha usathana athi yeah banemali labantu keep in the village. You're not honest. I'm going to prepare a message. When I saw the message, muscles are good. It's a cool thing. My yokina. Lay by bees, I worship. Besu figala penote. The Lord says, I should tell you this. Into nje. Angala ngakutshela lapho nalapho. Khona nje lapha ngakutshela lapho. Mathola ukuthi nokumuzwa umzwanga. So wenza into yokujwayela nje wena, ngithi umfundisi. You are a pastor. Umuruti wena.
Exciting news calling all students and travelers.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. Forgive my voice if namhlanje voice yami yenza ukheshe kheshe. Mhlawumjabulani yamazi ukheshe kheshe uke wezwa bomalume bakhe bekhuluma ngaya. I don't think yamazi personally. Kodwa bokhona umunye ubaba bathu ukheshe kheshe kwesinye station bathi Radio Zulu. Akudala isekho Radio Zulu. Bathi gwinyitsha. So voice yami namhlanje ithe ukulahleka lahle ngoba bayifaka insimbi. Manje insimbi lezi yahuzula so ngihuzukile ngixoleleni ke lapho mara iqiniso liyaphuma hey mathi mabeka yapi lokuba uvele walale hot lapha waphuma ngolesibili ngela nayo ke enye indaba Leviticus 19:36 you shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, an honest hin. I am the Elohim Yahuwah who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have honest scales, honest weights, honest ephah, and honest hin. I am the Elohim Yahuwah who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Honesty, 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 four times in different ways. Honesty in business, honesty in your skills, honesty in your trades, honesty also in your relations with others. In other words, honesty in your economics, in the way in which you deal with others. Honesty yonke ndawo. Umuntu athenge bamnikeza ishintsheningi athi yo, the favor of the Lord. Not of Elohim, of the Lord. Umntana abantu mabakhawunta lapha emshinini wakhe mabakhawunta ntambama bayabona kushoda i-R250. Bathi kuye wena uyantshontsha siyakuxosha la, siyaku-investigator, siyakususpenda. Wena uyithathe leso sikhathi leso, udlule la kuthengiswa khona amaqiqi wokufaka la empumulweni, uthengile amabili, hlezi lapha ekhaya. Umuntu uyaxoshwa emsebenzini for ukutshontsha i-R250. Bayabaxosha lapho kulama retail lawa la uyakhona kulama supermarket bayabaxosha. It's a condition enkulu in their contracts. You should check it. Imali akufanele ngishode emshinini loyana. It's either bayidonsa kuphe yakho plus penalty or you become suspended. Mabangathola ukuthi you are guilty, you are hamba. Ufanele umtshele umuntu lo thi ngathi unginikeza ishintshe extra. Hallelujah, ngathi unginikeza ishintshe extra man. Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ongikhombayo ukuthi cishe wazirobha. Ha! Etekisini nigibeleleni baningi udriver akhohle ukukubhadalisa wena. USathana athi hayi mtshele, ithi driver ngiyahlika. Driver maqeda ukujika ngiyahlika, athi okay. ame lapha nohlike ume lapha nihambi katibana naya u shota nge 50 rand bana ayikhiphe leyo 50 rand maningi ama tax labantu abayenza imali inkinga esinayo leyo ensukwini zanamhlanje lack of honesty. We need to deal with it. Honesty in ministry, in your IFA, in ministry.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Inika nonke 3 minutes each ukuthi sikwazi ngifuna ukuthi nikwazi ukukhuluma more than 4 times each. Thinqale ngeyakho 3 minutes. Jabu, welcome back by the way.
Thank you very much, my friend. It's good to be back indeed, you know. Siyabonga ukuthi ivangeli liyahamba.
Amen.
Yeah, in spite of everything, God's ivangeli lombuso liqhubekela phambili.
My bong.
Amen. What a topic, honesty. Let me greet also abafowethu umfundisi Motha nomfundisi Sipho nabaleleli bonke ngegama lika Yahushua Mashiach.
Hallelujah.
Indeed. So, a great topic indeed, honesty. One of the measures of our hearts as children of God, because you also even have made very practical examples about how honesty can be applicable to our lives. I love the one that you used about, like, maybe having to misuse the company's property for church benefits, of which it's a thin line, because one can justify it to say that, but I'm doing the work of the Lord. It's not like I'm using it for my own benefit personally, but I am advancing the work of the Lord. But what does the company policy say? It strictly discloses that you cannot use its property,
yes,
you know, for external business.
Mm.
So it means you've disobeyed, you know, because of not being honest.
Yeah.
So really, it's one of the measures. So as children of God, we really are to take into consideration that we are honest at all times. You know, sometimes even as you were also even speaking about giving, the Lord will touch me to give in this manner, you know, because he has blessed me.
Yeah.
The Lord will never, you know, like, expect me to give something that he has not given to me.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, just like the word of God in the book of Acts, when it speaks about that, they had everything in common. Everything in common, and the brethren came and they gave. You know, others went to sell their land and to bring everything to give to the fellowship.
Yeah,
you know. So, but others, as they sold, and also led by the Spirit of God. But when they were supposed to bring, then they were no longer honest. You know, they were tempted. The love of money crept in, of which it's really also the test of honesty, which is, if the Lord is to bless me, am I going to be faithful enough to give as he blessed me? You know, that's where the test is, you know. So really, it's one of the very important methods that really should allow God to actually help us when it comes to being honest. Just to also make practical examples according to scripture from Proverbs 12:22, the word of God says, you know, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. Those who act faithfully are his delight.
Yes.
You know, so being faithful, the Lord delights when we are faithful. He delights in us when we are faithful. You know, not just before him, even in secret places like the workplaces, amongst our friends who are of the world, amongst our families who do not believe in him. How do we conduct ourselves? Are we faithful enough before him, that when they see us, they still see God? They still see, you know, the goodness of the Lord and the love of God and, you know, like his fellowship in us.
Yes.
Or they see another side of us becoming like them when they are toasting, we toast. You know, when they are proposing, we propose. When they are misbehaving, we behave. When they are stealing, we steal.
Hey,
when they are cheating, we cheat.
Mm.
We do everything because we take advantage that I'm not at church. You know, like my friend cannot see me. You know, Pastor Ray can't see me. Pastor Sipo, Pastor Motor, they can't see me. You know, no one knows me that actually I'm even a child of God. So it's an opportunity. I can just misbehave. Where is your honesty there? Where is your faithfulness just there? Because the Lord sees everywhere. He sees us, even though other people cannot, but the Lord can see everything. So that is where honesty becomes tested. When you are in the secret places, can you still be able to stand your ground and be the child of God that every believer knows you to be? Or you get the opportunity to misbehave or just to wear another, you know, robe that really is of the world and start to behave like the world. But the Lord can see. That's where the test of honesty is. So I so much pray that as believers, we can get this one right, because I believe that, there are many things that we've lost in our lives. There are many things also as, you know, the brethren, not the church, because the church belongs to Christ, but as the brethren that we have lost in our midst because of dishonesty, you know, the fellowships that we've lost, the relationships that we've lost, you know, even like we've lost one another because of dishonesty. You know, this is one of the things that really it's the differentiator between us, actually, within the fellowships and the relationships that we have. Once we start to be dishonest, really, it starts to really affect the fellowship and the relationship that we have as believers. So that is why at all times we are to be faithful, as if we are faithful in the Lord, you know, as He delights. When we are faithful, the Lord of God says He delights in us, you know, unlike, you know, the lying lips that are an abomination to Him.
Hey.
These days, we as believers, my friend, we can so much lie.
Yeah.
We can so much lie. Like, you know, it's so amazing how easy it is for us as believers to lie. You know, I don't know what you gain. I don't know the point that you're trying to prove or what really leads us. It's because of this virtue, honesty, that we have lost. We have lost honesty. We no longer fear that the Lord can see our hearts. The Word of God says, you know, like His word is like a double-edged sword. It discerns the intents and the motives of the heart. So it can see. The Word of God can see what we think and what we are planning and what we desire. So we've lost that reverential fear of God and His word that really sees everything, up to a point that I can even stand in front of the believers and lie, you know, and just lie. The whole an hour just busy talking lies. That's the loss of honesty. That's the loss of faithfulness and integrity before the Most High. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jabu, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And Komama Wajesu says, good evening. I'm listening from Pohom, Hammalewoho, through the online platform. Au, Wanapa. Realeboha hle. Realeboha mokone. Dulao tiele diche. Realeboha.
Yadingalela. Bafuwetu.
Thank you, ma'am.
Kuchabo. Sipo. Naputupan. Omwe. Kuchiwi kamala. Kingalingalela. Besengna skate site. Ngilalela kodwa ngingenakho ukuthi ngakhuluma nami. Ngiyabonga namhlanje singilalele ngizokwazi nami ukungena ngikhulume lokhu uNkulunkulu athi sikhulume. Nalokhu enikhuluma ngakho makuhlale kithi usenze sibe ngabantwana bakhe siphume kuzo zonke izinto esizenze simphelele uNkulunkulu sithande futhi sikhonze yena yedwa. Singabona abantu kepha izulu lisibone ukuthi sinabantwana bakhe ngokristu Jesu wasenazaretha. Ngiyalikhumbula kakhulu.
Wow, mankosi, siyabonga. Inkosi busise ngendlela eyisimanga kakhulukazi.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. We're talking about honesty. What is honesty even all about? Eish.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067 429 7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Deuteronomy 25:15, you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Elohim, Yahuwah, is giving you. A perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, and that your days may be lengthened. Here it says you shall be honest. Honest in everything that you gain, honest in everything that you give, so that your days may be longer. If you're not honest, your days will be shorter. Mfundisi Mota.
Yo, Mfundisi. Yo, indaba imnandi kangaka. Siyabonga. Ntambama.
Hallelujah.
Indaba yobuqotho.
Nayo indaba.
Nokuthembeka. Nokukhuluma iqiniso. Nokumela iqiniso nje ungumntwana. KaNkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu ke uyamthanda umuntu oneqiniso no honest. Thanda ivesi uqeda kulifunda mfundisi uthi we shall be honest in everything that we receive, in everything that we gain, so that our days can be longer. Because noma ukhulume nangokunikela earlier on ukuthi uNkulunkulu akutshele ukuthi muphe loya muntu nawo 20 rand, but masese ufika laphayana ebese usathana akuhlebele another thing and say it's not enough. And then you stop, and also you even say I cannot give so much because I do not have, and we forget one thing, that we cannot deceive the Father. God knows our heart, knows our intention, and He knows what we have, because what we have received it from Him.
Yes.
And when we are being honest, even as emnikelweni, even akufukweshumi, we are honest because we are acknowledging in our way, in our path, that God has given us lokhu esinakho, and siyambonga ngakho, siba neqiniso in everything that we do. You know, when we speak of honestly, it is also the quality of one being to be able to be trusted. Can the Lord trust us? Ngalokhu asinikeze kona na, because uNkulunkulu uyasinika and is waiting for us to be honest to Him. Even if noma ngabe kuthiwa uyahluleka, we spoke earlier, but sometimes we will cover our weaknesses thinking that the Lord is not aware of them. But when we open up unto the Father, He is able to strengthen us and He is able to transform us, because we acknowledge that, Father, we are lacking in this area of our lives and we need to repent. And if we cannot be able to speak openly to the Father, and he is not delight in that, because we think that we can lie from God. We cannot run from His presence at all times. So when we speak of honesty, Mfundisi, I want to say that we are speaking about umuntu okwazi ukumela iqiniso, even if the truth, it is not in our favor, but we speak only the truth. Even if you are going, you when the imminence, you shumayela nje ivangeli lika Christu linjalo, not to deceive or try to ukuheha people to get them to ukwenza iminikelo. And uma sikhuluma mfundisi, honestly, I love the book of Proverbs chapter 12:19, it says that the truthful leaf shall be established forever. In other words, Mfundisi, iqiniso liyema aliguquki. You know, when one is not honest, you even forget what we have said to me. When I ask you again a few days down the line, even forgot what did you say. And you start to tell me another story because we are not being honest. And sometimes you spoke earlier, Ogoti will do things which are not lawful, not accepted. Even msebenzi uti when I went to msebenzi, when go to msebenzi, is in those msebenzi which is. And ukuzubone ukuthi umuntu uyalazi iqiniso ukuthi makuzovela supervisor will even hide those things. Let me hide these papers, I don't want my boss to see that, but he continues to do that. So we need ukuthi singabantu bakaNkulunkulu sikhulume senze iqiniso, because you know uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo, he is God of truth at all times. Uthi David in the book of Psalms, chapter 15, verse 1, said, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? He who walks uprightly and who works the righteousness and speak the truth at his heart.
Yeah.
Ushuthi ngamagama uNkulunkulu ubheka umuntu ozokwazi ukuthi to dwell in the presence of the Most High. It is somebody ozokwazi ukuthi ahambe ngokuthembeka phambi kukaNkulunkulu, ahambe ngobuqotho, not only uma ebonwa ngabantu, but even if nobody sees you, but you remain truthful in everything that you do. And that, Mfundisi, we cannot be able to do it on our own, because we need to be changed. UJesu, our Lord Jesus Christ, he died, he gave his life for us. And it cleans us from all unrighteousness. So when we dwell in him, we shall be able ukuthi konke sikwenza sikwenze with honesty. To Paul Mayepala, that he says that in whatsoever that you do, whether in word, whether in deeds, do it in the name of the Lord. So ufuna ukuthi in everything that I do, I must ask myself, ukuthi is my Lord and Savior pleased of what I'm saying? Is my Lord and Savior pleased of what I am doing right now? Because it, some things may seem right in the eyes of the man, but to God it is wrong. So kubaluleke kakhulu Mfundisi ukuthi when we walk with integrity, and the Lord shall be able to guide our steps in everything that we do. And uNkulunkulu uze uthi, even when you speak to each other, in the book of Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16, it says, even when you talk to each other in truth. And in the end, when you live an honest life, you have opened a doorway to live a peaceful and a joyous life.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. I really appreciate. We are talking about honesty, as to what honesty is even all about.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Solomon, Khateve Solomon says, let me just read it. Khateve Solomon says, good evening, brethren. Thank you very much. I'm listening from Bethlehem, Free State. Ngiphume Frankfurt, ngokuzalwa. Malihambe ivangeli. God bless you always. From Zwakhe Khatebe. Osindisiwe. Thank you so much. And here's another one. This is from Kenny Kekana. Bolahlakgomo Village, Kosibidie, Ladinamuneng, Tate. Says, thanks, Ray, for that topic. We must be honest even in little things. Teaches us being honest with feeding scheme food. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Being honest with church money. And we mustn't just blame politicians while we are not honest with burial society money and robbing the poorest of the poor, whilst on Sunday we stand on the pulpit. Kenikekana. Olakha Khomu Village, sibidiela bana ya real 100. And here's another one. This is from Dingane. Says, hi beloved, honesty is what we must consider at all costs. Honesty is love and compassion and thinking for others, not only for oneself. Honesty is when we are salty where there is need for salt. Honesty is that though we not gossip or stealing or insulting, but they must gossip us and steal from us and insult us. Then afterward, we forgive them. That is complete honesty. This is from Dingane. This is from Dingane, my daughter. Ah, yeah. We are talking about honesty, what honesty is even all about.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Let me bring this to you, Sipho. And I'm looking at 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 15. The instruction of honesty says, moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. Dealing faithfully is honesty.
Hey, you've touched the greatest topic, and you thank God. This is the character that you need to have and to embrace it as our God. So honest and fair, we need to be so. May the Holy Spirit help us in living from this, because the honesty has something that has to do with justice, where we need to see every area of our life where we see justice prevailing in whatever space that we might be in. And also in terms of our integrity, because in front of the integrity and honesty and trust, these are the things that work hand in glove to each other. And mostly from this, the honesty that say where abandoned the government public private space, people, they cannot see them, whereas God sees us all. There were times where I was in town, I was following Omunyu Gogo lapha, and then we asked about Gogo and ukuthi bayahamba ashiphe siyakho umuntu omdala.
Ah, shame, man.
Ngiyamlandela ngomuva. And then understanding that ngikhule nami uGogo lapha, because I'm smaning ekhaya, understanding ukuthi to take this money, le money le ngizoyithatha ngizoyidla ngiyi-one by time, but Gogo will be feeding maybe 10
abazukulu, hey, madoda.
It's not justice. So I have to go and run after this Gogo. Ngiyambona na ngiye Gogo iphephesi yakhe kuduza kithi na yishiye lapha yamkhenga bengomva kwakho. And saying those words, hey mfana kumva ngibusise, and then I thank God, because that was part of the honesty, and I give the Holy Spirit all the respect and the due that is due to him. He has enabled me as supportive to be honest even with money.
Ungabonwa umuntu
lingekho iBhayibheli, engekho umfundisi uRay, bangekho esontweni. Just having that honesty in my heart. At the same time, njengoba nithi mfundisi, hey, wakhile. Kunalisitayile side esithandwa, isithandwa abantu abakhizinto, not all of them. When you go there, kunama-builders, kunabantu abamaya, uma uzothengisa anti bakuhwebele ngapha, iza ngapha. Uma uthenga usimende, baziza ngapha. I also thank God through the Holy Spirit to Guti. I even refuse Nogyo Tatin Kabat, even a Santi, even a Pina, dishonestly, because learn to make Sanigas Kurungulu Tumo, because Umas and Ekandani, Mosimendo Chonja, using all these back doors material. It's no longer giving back the glory to God, because God knows exactly what the foundation here last before Georgia. So it is very important. So these two examples are the testimony that I have. I've built from scratch without any fundis back door thing. It might be paint, it might be even the nail. No, it's not part of the stock. Just take it out.
Yeah.
Realize what if unkulunkulanga yakhe indlu kuphela abayakhaya bayakhelise. So I don't want to build anything or to buy anything so that inganikeza udumo uNkulunkulu. So with all the topic here today, honestly, amanukoko wenkosi angafakaza. Nalenje ngiphakathi kwayo manje ngafakaza. Ithe isipha ikhinto sayisangena la ngobutsotsi cha. Ikanikwayo ukuthi we must be doers of the word, not simply just the preachers of the word. No, we must be practical doers of God's word.
Yeah.
Never get a sitting from this easy don't go see be sobani ukuthi njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu we need to be honest. Ngoba u 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 uthi do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of the Lord. So honest is when we see impilo yethu handling the word of truth correctly. There are many people who are among our preachers who twisted the word so that they can benefit, who twisted the word of God so that they can baba ngama crowd puller. No, I don't find it magalapa. I'm ashamed of how we see. We are scared that we are under the grace, even if sins is on. There are future sins that will do. So God has already done them. So if you do them, it's fine. It's been covered in the grace. So we correctly handle God's word. In other words, we compromise the standard so that we can accommodate people's feelings. That is why it's important with honesty. We have to correct them with the word of truth. And number two, we must take off the old man, because the old man muyo na manga kudu muto mtala mfumbi. So lo muto mtala, we must take him or her off. Inagi paipeliti kumulani mto mtala ni kumitkini so gomunye gomunye. Lebishu ngamanya mazwi, we no longer lie to each other. Colossians chapter 3 verse 9, do not lie to each other since you have taken off your old self with its practice. In other words, we used to lie that much from this other call. Utamba manga, even what call, utamba manga, bunu shugele isati, nita was shugele, but all those stuff gives us an honesty, because it is when we wear Christ, a new man in us, then that old character that is being built by Christ in us is when we build the issue honestly. Now say into the funde seven kitchen. Ngiyambonga uJesanga ngizela umusa ukuthi nganganga mfundisi kuba namathoya amaningi engakaze makhekhe. So lapha emsebenzini uyalahla ibhanera, ubheka ama-salo tape, ubheka ukuthi le nto ngayithatha ngiyifaka esikhwameni ngiphume naye. But kunento ethi uJesu ngeke athokoze, umoya engcwele athokoze. Once you start such a habit, it grows from this. So that is why we also become honest underground. Lakho ungeke wathatha ithuluthi ufake esikhaftinini. But about cares that he is 19. So Zonke is informed, it needs somebody who he or she must be filled with the Holy Spirit, not quenching him, but under his influence. Then you are able to be honest enough. Was we reflect the Christ that is in us. Because umuntong and I more well, it's easy for him to angaba honest. But umuntong and more well, he always give you some sign, don't do that. That one is not good. Then if you listen to him, then you'll win that temptation. And lastly, Luke chapter 6, verse 31, do to others as you tell them to do to you. In other words, what you do on the left-hand side, also do on the right-hand side. I must be honest. I must also not speak to others. Ngago, it is very, very important. Honesty is an element of doing justice and integrity, even if people, they cannot see you.
Yeah, absolutely. The lines are open. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us about honesty. Tell us what honesty is even all about. And much of the times, what have you come to make of it? What have you come to make of it? When you look into it, are you trading quite well on honesty? Or perhaps maybe there and there, there's a bit of that and that.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. My name is Ray, sitting with you till the time 7. It's 2 minutes over the hour 6. And you can also send us a WhatsApp talking about honesty. What is honesty according to you? And of course, let me ask this question also. Are we finding many people talking about honesty these days? Are we finding many people talking about honesty? I want to know. Are we finding many people talking about honesty? Nah. Yebo no maka. So you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. What is honesty? 0826572729. Abafundisi bayafundisa ngale nto leyo honesty. Nanoma mhlambe bathe uyibekele eceleni kancane. Asizwe ke ngawe. Wena uzibona ukuphi la endleleni ye honesty? Because that is more important also. Uzibona ukuphi wena kule ndlela ye honesty? How far would you say you are treading when it comes to honesty? Are you honest when the father says, here is a work I want you to do. I want you to talk on radio, no jabu and stuff and stuff and stuff. And then because you don't prepare it, hey, jabu man, I feel the Lord says, let's talk next week.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.